I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Henry McCain joins us now. Henry's been out discovering the true meaning of the real capital. Henry, you decided, like in so many places you could go in Cork to try and sum up Cork. Virtually impossible, I would have thought.
Yes, and you're right. I mean, and I'm sweating. I'm really, really sweating.
That's because it's really hot.
And also because I'm in Cork and Cork is so beautiful. So yeah, you're right. How can we...
you know, is that how you react to beauty? You start sweating.
I do.
How are you married at all, man?
And the people of Cork are so beautiful. And the crowd is beautiful too, which I'm guessing they're mainly from Cork. But yeah, so the idea really is to find out whether or not Cork should be the real capital. So we went on an actual harbour cruise with Cork Harbour Cruisers, and we went along the River Lee into the waterways, and it was beautiful. And we've got to remember, why is Dublin the capital? It's because of the Vikings, the Normans, the English. It's become a trade centre because of the Pale, the English Crown. But if Ireland...
You're not winning over a Cork audience
no,
here with
I'm
all
not.
That.
I'm not. But if Ireland does, you know, one day become united, perhaps they need a compromise capital. And maybe Cork is that. Cork has so much going for it, and perhaps it should be the capital. Trish Harris, she operates Harbour Cruisers, and she invited us on board on this stunning 30 degrees day with a sea breeze. Here she is.
Trish, we're here on the cruise. What's the name of this beautiful boat?
The Colleenor, the Golden Girl. Yeah, it's absolutely beauty. She was actually originally built for Fungi down in Tralee, but she's been up now in Cork for a very long time and we absolutely love her.
Absolutely beautiful tour. You've shown us so much, including the drug boat. Tell us about the drug boat.
The pretty famous MV Matthew now was arrested here nearly 3 years ago with 157 million worth of cocaine. She's known as our local drug boat, which is at the moment causing a lot of trouble because of how much she's costing to be moving along and to be crewed and everything. But yeah, she's nearly part of our tour now. I'm nearly afraid to say we'll miss her because we might get in a bit of trouble. But yeah, that's the mad story of the MV Matthew.
Tell me about some of the highlights on this beautiful tour of Cork Harbour.
Cork Harbour is full of history. I mean, everywhere you turn, whether there's a building or a boat or a long dockyard, Cove, the most stunning picturesque town in the harbour, St. Comans Cathedral, Spike Island. We were able to see the colours of Cork, the rowing clubs, Fota, Blackrock Castle. Where do I go? Where do I start or stop? The Titanic, Crosshaven.
And Crosshaven, beautiful, beautiful. Why should Cork be the capital of Ireland?
Oh, well, not only just with our harbour and our sunny weather and the sunny southeast here today. Look at these fabulous people all on board. These are all Cork people. We've got a domestic trade. They all are so proud of our harbour, so much of our history. I think that's what makes Cork the real capital. It is the lovely, relaxed, cruisy experience you get in the harbour here. And the people. It's the people, lads. They're just superb.
There you go. That sounds absolutely lovely, especially the drug boat. Are they going to get rid of the drug boat?
No, it sits there, and I think it cost millions just to keep it going, and 10 people have to operate
more
it.
More than the cost of the drugs, so ironically.
They're going to have to scrap it. But I thought it was absolutely fascinating. That tour, the tour that I've been on, it was just brilliant with Harbour Cruisers, and you really get to see a different side of Cork. And like that, another example why Cork should be the capital. I won't be allowed back into Dublin, is because it's got so much to offer. And I did get to meet a retired coffee club on board. Here are the passengers.
So is Cork the real capital?
Oh, it certainly is. Why wouldn't it be? Haven't we the real Taoiseach as well? We have Micheál Martin, so what more do we want?
You're in a Cork jersey. We're here on the River Lee. Why should Cork be the capital? Why isn't it the capital?
The Dubs, I think, grabbed everything and they want everything for themselves and they leave us out, you know.
What makes Cork great?
The hurling team. our hurling and our GAA and all sport in Cork, and just not hurling, just not GAA, every sporting, there's great sport in Cork. You know, you have running, you have athletics, you have swimming, you have rugby and you have soccer, you have the whole lot, and we're the best.
I'm having a chat with Nora O'Donovan. You're from West Cork.
I'm Roscarbery.
Is Cork the real capital? Should it be the county capital? Should it be the capital city?
I suppose it should, really, yeah. Yeah. I've worked in Dublin a lot of my life as well, but Cork is more easy to get around and more accessible, and the streets are easier to negotiate because one leads into another and the roads lead into another, whereas in Dublin, everything is, I don't know, it's different, really.
You're both young lads, you're both in Cork jerseys.
Yeah.
Should Cork be the capital? And how does it feel that it isn't?
Well, I think it should be the capital anyways, and I think it's disgraceful that it's not anyways. I think it's 10 times better than Dublin, and has more scenery, better beaches, better people.
Better weather.
Better weather at the moment, yeah, I'd say so. I like everything about it better than Dublin.
When you say better people, do you mean better personalities or better looking?
Both. I think both, yeah.
Why is Cork great?
Well, the better people, I guess. Like, I'm good looking myself, I know. And the supporters, they're all good. We don't say, up the Dubs, up the Dubs. You know, we say up the Rebels, like, you know.
And why is Cork such a rebel county?
Well, we're just such, like, we're like the odd one out, you know. It makes us stand out in that way. Yes.
And how proud are you of Cork?
Oh, I'm very proud of being from Cork, yeah.
Dennis McSween here.
You are originally from Tralee, living in Middleton and Cork. Yeah. Should Cork be the real capital?
Yes, yes. It's the only place. Other than the beauty of Kerry, it's the place to be. Yeah, I just love it here.
Right, that man from Tralee was, yeah, stuck in a little proviso there, but we'd forgive him that. Yeah, nobody was in any doubt about this, Henry.
I mean, it's...
That this is a terrible historic wrong being committed here.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, we just have to get over a few of the administration issues. It would be a massive national project, but we could do it. All we need to do is move the civil servants. We need to move the embassies. A lot of paperwork.
Civil servants are from Cork anyway. That's well known. And they're probably working remotely from here anyway.
Well, yes, exactly. I think it can definitely be done. All we have to do is just ignore everything Dubliners say. And it's possible. I mean, Dublin could really just lose that status. Everything in Dublin is so expensive. Housing is expensive. Food is expensive. What does Dublin have going for it? Hang on. Wait. Let me think.
We'll stay here, Henry. We'll move in here. We'll get a suite here in the Montanati, shall we? Just live here forever.
Yeah. Here's the organiser of the coffee club on board.
My name is Fergus O'Brien, and I'm involved with Balloon Rockies, which is a group of people who gather for coffee morning and cakes the last Friday of every month. We started it there about 3 years ago with 10 people, and now we have an average 70 people turn up. The main benefit is for people who have time on their hands to come to the club facility, which wouldn't be used as much in daytime, and we get the bar facility for free, and we give complimentary tea and coffee, and Beramar and a few more people do the baking, and we have great fun.
So it's camaraderie, it's coming together of retired people over a coffee, and now you have everyone on board this beautiful boat, and we're heading out around Cork. What makes Cork great, and should Cork be the real capital?
Well, our accent is probably the first thing you do, because we do speak real English. The fact that we're on the water, and it's the second largest national harbour in the world, and just a buzz and a crack. We have great fun here. We don't take life too seriously most of the time, and I feel we're an inclusive people, and definitely this morning just shows how willing people are to get together. I'd like to mention as well Roger Ryan, our club president, a legend for the club. His 90th birthday is Saturday, and this is in connection with Roger. It was his idea as well to start the coffee morning, so we're all here to celebrate his birthday. This is the appetizer, Roger.
There you go. That's a lot. And do they go out in the boat regularly, the coffee club?
It was their first time, and they were celebrating that older gentleman. He's just turning 90, and he looks so sprightly and fresh. He looked amazing. And again, I think it could be something in the water here. And just looking at the crowd in front of us, they all would agree that Cork should be the capital. And here is Roger. And also to say that, you know, the rowing that I got to see on the Lee and the salmon fishing, so gorgeous. Here's Roger turning 90.
My name is Roger Ryan. I'm the president of the Blackrock National Hurling Club, and I'm delighted to be here on this trip today on the River Lee. Believe it or not, it's my first time on this trip. And this trip is an initiative of what we call Bailu na Rockies. It's a group that that meet once a month down in the Black Rock Club for coffee and a chat. And it has developed into a fantastic gathering once a month. It's been going now nearly over 2 years. So we try and vary the topics. We get people in as guests, and we do little trips such as this one now, which is great.
It's your birthday today. How old are you?
90.
Congratulations.
Well, I'll be 90 on Saturday.
You'll be 90 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you a GAA All-Star?
No, not an All-Star. I wouldn't say that, no.
You didn't have All-Stars back then?
No. I won a senior hurling championship with Blackrock, one of the most successful teams in Ireland, actually, in 1961. I'll tell you how long ago that was. But my main involvement now is really, I write reports for Facebook and the website and that kind of, but I'm involved.
Why should Cork be the capital of Ireland?
We have everything here, even just the trip on the harbour here today to see the beauty of the countryside itself, plus the fact, of course, that we would claim to have the best hurlers and no footballers as it stands at the moment as well. So I suppose they can justifiably claim.
There you go. That's he's fairly sprightly, fair juice for he and they won. They won in 1961. That's 60 something years ago.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
So refreshing.
Fantastic. Somebody's texted in who describes himself as a true Limerick hurling supporter. Say, and they say, geez, as if the Cork Langers aren't cocky enough. You know, if it walks like a duck and all that. Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.